The angels, in turn, are supported by carved stone plinths bearing Richard's own emblem, the White Heart.
But the alien strangeness attributed to Richard seems a lot less strange if you think of him as a Renaissance prince for whom the idea of the civilized life was not necessarily a mark of being un-English.
The Wilton diptych is the clearest illustration of his exalted vision of kingship. Richard instinctively felt he belonged in the company of saints. So here he is with three of them: John the Baptist, Edward the Confessor, and the Saxon martyr king, Edmund. The other panel reveals him to be in the even more exalted company of angels, the Christ child, and the Virgin. He is her appointed lieutenant. She is receiving his kingdom as her dowry, and in return will bestow on it her special protection and favour. Ceremonial style was not, the king decided, just an affectation, the window dressing of power. It was at the heart of its mystery, its capacity to make men obey. This is what Richard had in mind when, for the first time in the history of the British monarchies, the king let it be known he should like to be addressed as Majesty and Highness, a kind of mystical elevation.